look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The Center for Cultural and Ecotourism continues its backyard series tonight at Vermilionville in the Performance Center. The presentation tonight is Louisiana in Film, Fact and Fiction. The presenters will be Michelle Benoit and Glenn Peet, filmmakers, very well known, of course, for Bélisaire the Cajun, but they've done numerous documentaries and have recently finished a three-part series on the environmental threats to Louisiana. They will be talking about Louisiana in film and hoping that there will be quite a lively discussion. So bring your favorite or worst films about Louisiana, your responses to them, and they hope to have a good group there. That's tonight from 6:30 to 8:30. But actually, they will be showing some short film clips from 6 to 6:30. So if you go a little early, you can see some of those films. That is at the Performance Center at Vermilionville. It is free and open to everyone, a part of CSET's Backyard series. The George Rodrigue Lecture will be held tomorrow evening in Oliver Hall, that is the new computer science building on the UL Lafayette campus, in room 112. The speaker will be Constance Leisure, and her talk will be on Shirley Ann Grau, a New Orleans novelist who won the Pulitzer Prize for her novel Keepers of the House. The lecture is entitled Shirley Ann Grau, an Appreciation. It is free and open to everyone. That's tomorrow evening on the UL Lafayette campus, 7 o'clock in Oliver Hall. That's the computer science building. Singers are wanted for the Bayou Blend Chorus for their Christmas performances. They will be starting rehearsals tonight. If you'd like to reserve your spot and would like to participate, please call 337-519-4006. They have regular Tuesday night rehearsals in Broussard at the First Baptist Church of Broussard. The Sierra Club has a meeting tomorrow evening to address the topic of renewable power for the city of Lafayette. That meeting will be in Lafayette at the First United Methodist Church at 6:30. First United Methodist is at 703 Lee Avenue in downtown Lafayette. Opening tomorrow at Theater 810 is a play called Off the Streets. It's actually a collection of stories that have been put together theatrically by the Plastic Theater of Lafayette and the Outreach Center for Women and Children. The play will run Wednesday through Saturday at Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Tickets are free, but you need to call to reserve them, as the theater is a very intimate theater, about 50 seats. You can go to their Eventbrite site, which is recoveryacademy.eventbrite.com, or call Theater 810 in downtown Lafayette. Called Off the Streets, a collaborative production of the Plastic Theater and the Outreach Center for Women and Children. On Thursday evening in Grand Coteau, there will be a presentation, an oral history with Joseph Sonny Eaglin, and then a performance by Team Poet, which is a local group of performance poets, including Wendell James, Alicia Walker, Dexter Portales, Sheldon Gilton, and Jasmine. It's a free community event appropriate for all ages in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul from 7 until 9 p.m. Artist Marjorie Pearson will speak at the Hilliard University Art Museum. She'll be speaking at 10 o'clock about her work, her research, and photographic images documenting the wetlands of Louisiana and the North Carolina coast. And then Friday evening from 6 to 8, there will be a public reception for all of the exhibits that have been opening up at the Hilliard, including Rhyme and Reason, The Art of Sean Major, Ken Katara's Viaticus, a collection of six Louisiana artists, Louisiana watercolorists, and many others. That will be the opening reception for those exhibits this Friday from 6 until 8 at the Hilliard University Art Museum. Opening in Lake Charles on Friday, 200 Years, The Faces and Places of Louisiana by George Rodrigue. That will be at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum, and they are celebrating Louisiana's bicentennial with this exhibit. That will open on Friday from 6 until 8 p.m. with a public reception, and the exhibit will be up at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in Lake Charles through November 2nd. And Downtown Alive continues this Friday with a performance in Park International by Horace Traha and the Austin Express. It begins at around 6 o'clock. On Friday in Lake Charles, the Cash Lecture Series presents Dr. Diana Spencer. Her lecture will be A Green Thought, Landscape and the Roman Imagination. Her talk will be Friday in Stokes Auditorium of Hartner Hall on the McNeese campus. Also, Promises, an original play by Germaine Warner, will open on Friday. That will be at Cité des Arts. It's about the McLeods, immigrants from Trinidad and Tobago, chasing the American dream in Miami. That is Promises, an original play by Germaine Warner, and we'll be speaking with Germaine later on this week about that opening at Cité. This weekend, Plant Fest at the Horse Farm. It opens at 8 o'clock.